This week on Clown College.
Listen, look at my head, okay? Look at it. Look at it!
Good afro.
All right? Imagine that there.
Oh, yeah, man. You're not getting it.
I definitely trim back. Yeah. No, I can't live in the South and not.
Yeah.
You got to.
No.
Because it can get swampy down there. Oh. It can get
swampy.
Rotten.
Marshy.
I like this. How do you describe it?
How would I describe it? I guess like a rustler. Like rustle. Like rustle, rough.
Okay.
Tough. Oiled rough. Like a jungle. You know what I mean? It's oiled rustling. Up. Like you're rustling in the wind, fighting the vines that are all tangled to you in the woods. And you.
Like what word are you trying to get
you
to?
Know, okay, so you know when you're in the woods and there's like vines, like Indiana Jones, that are kind
of
wrapping around you.
No, none of us live in a tropical jungle.
I know, but we've seen the movie and you try to move or something and you're like, oh shit, I'm kind of trapped, and you got to get that machete and hack off all like those vines and stuff. That's
like Jumanji.
Yes, and you're rustling, so that's why I was like, rustle.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Don, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
I've been as high as 289.
Oh, damn.
Damn. Yeah.
What? How'd you look? Do you have pictures of that?
Not that you'll ever see.
Damn. And you did it without pork.
Oh, no, there was definitely a lot of pork involved. That was, ooh. What? This is a good. Do you know me?
That's the only
fuck
reason. That's the only reason I made a kosher meal.
That meal wasn't kosher.
It wasn't?
You made it.
What makes it not kosher? What does kosher mean?
The taste. What does kosher mean?
Yeah, what's kosher mean?
Kosher just applies to the laws of food, like what you can and can't eat, mm-hmm. and what sorts of things can and can't be had together.
So like all chicken's not kosher. It has to be.
No, all chicken's kosher.
All chicken is kosher. Oh, okay.
Yeah, except the way you make it.
Culture.
Yeah, all chicken has culture.
They do.
And honestly, the downfall of this country is not recognizing that. You know, I don't want to sound woke or anything, but I feel like we need to do more to really accentuate chicken culture in our society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only ones who do is black people, chicken heads.
No. So anyway,
maybe try suspenders.
Oh, yeah.
If the belt ain't working.
Yeah.
Dude, he thought you were still talking about chicken.
Damn, I struggle with that too, honestly, though.
The
like,
belt?
Yeah, like my belt hurts right now, but that's because I have pants that are quite bigger. I just got to save it. I got to get some more pants. I need more pants to save up. We'll get some more.
Yeah. We're going to get you some. We got you some pants coming up for this exciting thing we got coming for Christmas.
Ooh.
Oh.
We got you some good pants. They're yellow.
Okay, yeah. I like that. Yeah. Man. I like yellow.
Very
man.
Form-fitting. Like you will not kinda. Need a belt.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Exactly
like
that.
And some big like red that. Shoes and a red wig and some white face paint. Basically, you're Ronald McDonald.
No, that's
you
what
Ronald
I was
McDonald.
Thinking, man. Killing people with E. coli with the Big Mac. That's good.
What?
Remember the
that?
Yeah, the quarter pounder thing?
Yeah.
The quarter pounder, too. They were like, damn.
Mm.
That's my favorite meal, man. Fuck.
Quarter pounder, double with cheese, no onions.
Did you ever hear the story about the supremacy of the quarter pounder?
No, what happened?
That was all that I had.
A&W,
they used to, in addition to making mediocre root beer, they used to actually have fast food places, and they wanted to compete with and overtake McDonald's. So they introduced a 1/3-pound burger for the same price as the quarter pounder. They put everything into it to try to grab market share. Nobody ate there because they didn't realize that 1/3 was more than a quarter.
Wow.
Americans.
Yeah.
They're slow.
Yeah.
They?
Yeah. No, I'm a genius, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, no, hold on. I want everybody to look and say Brandon is a genius.
I wasn't commenting on your genius.
Thank you.
You refer to Americans as they. That's all.
No, the only reason I was saying it because the dude at my job told me nobody else is going to call me a genius, and I am a genius.
Look, we're all going to say it.
Brandon is a genius with numerous foreign connections.
Thank you.
Some of which are questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Let's get back to this quarter pounder.
We're all.
That was crazy. He just had his Kanye moment.
We're all geniuses in our own way.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bless your heart.
Damn.
I live in Alabama, so I got to say stuff like that now.
Yeah, he hasn't heard that since Kansas.
Since Gatlinburg. The other day.
Gatlinburg, not in Kansas.
No, it's the same thing, dude.
Gatlinburg, notoriously in East Tennessee.
Hey, JJ, we got a special guest here today, don't we?
We do. We have a very special guest, guys.
Who is it?
Well, his name's Mark.
Uh-huh.
He's a pretty cool guy.
Pretty cool.
He's been doing comedy for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember the specific amount of years, and I left my notes out in the living room.
That's good.
So I'm freestyling this when it's not going great. Hey. It's Mark Viola.
Mark Viola.
Hey, that's the name I have.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Hanging in, hanging out.
How's your trigger finger doing?
You know what? The most disappointing thing about you guys asking me to come here today was that I wasn't going to get to shoot you again.
We actually got it right in there if you want to go. Well, let's do Brandon.
Let's do it.
Come on, listen. Nah, I'm good, Mark. I'm good. We got stuff to do later tonight.
Yeah, you're on Homegrown.
Yeah.
Hosting Homegrown. Brandon's on there. Who else is on there with you guys?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you.
Jesus Christ.
I show up, I tell the jokes, I leave, man.
Oh, my God. Why are you the way that you are?
Many, many years of disappointment.
I can see that.
Yeah, an overbearing mother.
You she's your biggest fan, right?
That's what I tell people. Yeah. Oh, somebody looked up my my bio on my website.
What'd you do with something? You had to camp out there for a 55-year-old like plus senior community. During COVID.
Yeah. So, my mom lives in a 55 and over restricted community. And when COVID hit, if you guys remember, let me take you back 15, 20 years to the beginning of COVID. So, it's March. The news is starting to like be like, hey, this thing might be happening. And I was living in my car on the road doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I always put up for the winter for a few months someplace. And I happened to be living with a buddy in Houston, Texas. And I've been doing like little Gulf Coast runs and South Texas runs and stuff. And I'm about to go on like another 7-month national run. And just as stuff is getting canceled, I told the dude, hey, I'm not going to need to live here after the end of March. Like, I'm basically moving out end of March, going on the road beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I start getting messages. Hey, we're canceling the show because of a potential health thing. And the first one that I lost was actually a St. Patrick's Day show for the University of Houston Hillel. We'll be taking questions. And...
Sounds fun.
It was a good paying show too. But everything just started to get canceled, and I'm like, you know, when everything shuts down, I'm like, hey, you know, I can't live on the road doing that. All my shows got canceled and everything. And he's like, yeah, I got somebody moving in April 2nd, so I had nowhere to go. And of course, you can't just, you know, start contacting people like, hi, there's a global pandemic, and people are apparently needing to sequester themselves in their home and duct tape their heads and avoid all human contact. Can I move in with you? Like, that wasn't a thing that was going on. Plus, I was sort of out of money. Mm-hmm. And
sort of.
So I go to my mom's place, this 55 and over community in Tampa, and I'm like, I can hide out here for a couple. You know, the news is saying that, like, 2 weeks. Give it 2 weeks, and it'll all be gone. I was like, I can crash here for 2 weeks, right? Year and a half. I spent a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
Hiding out in an old folks' home. That I wasn't legally allowed to be at. Like, you need to understand.
That is a sitcom. That's fucking crazy.
You need to understand, in Florida, homeowner associations have all the power. They're basically local governments. So if you violate homeowner association rules and laws, it's not just like one of those things where they're like, oh, well, here's a, you know, $50 fine. They have the legal authority to kick my mom out of her home and force her to sell it.
That's bullshit.
For violating HOA regulations. So I'm hiding out there. I can't be seen. I can't be found. Nobody can know that I'm staying. I was like the Anne Frank of the retirement community.
Oh, wow.
Just hiding out in my mom's closet, hoping, praying that nobody would see or hear me. So
for a year and a half.
For a year and a half.
Jesus Damn. Christ.
Did you ever get to enjoy any of the, like, amenities of the retirement facility?
I did, because as I just explained, I was able to go around freely in the retirement right. community, mm-hmm. hang out there, play shuffleboard. So,
pickleball?
Yeah.
Did pickleball really catch
Pickleball
there?
Didn't exist back then. Oh, this is damn. In the pre-pickleball days.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, no, this is ancient history. Like I said, this was COVID, so this was like 30, 40 years ago.
Damn. Dude.
Damn.
Man. You would fit in, though, at an old folks' home.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do. Like, they. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, they know me.
You guys bitch about the same type of things.
Mostly.
Like yarn and shit like that.
And young people.
Wow. I like that.
How old are you?
Old enough.
You're not that much older than me, right?
No, I'm 39.
Shut the fuck up. Please don't be 39. Damn.
I'm 39. I turn 40 next July.
Are you fucking with me?
Damn.
We're the same age, dude.
I know.
Wait for it. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, I just, because I see his birthday, because you're 1987,
well,
right?
Well, I mean, just about around the same.
Oh.
Age. Yeah, no, we're actually twinsies. We're born same day, same mom. Yeah. Okay.
Brandon's about to get out for information. You were born on March 3rd.
Factual.
Yeah, and your social security number is 384.
No.
Did you ever bag any of the oldies but goldies while you were in there? Retirement home?
Good question.
Because I hear those Florida retirement homes get a little free.
Loofah.
You know, I don't canoodle and tell.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, no, Florida retirement homes are notorious. Have any of you ever heard of the Villages?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Which I have done comedy in. You've heard of the... Okay, so basically there's a age-restricted retirement community that's a set of different communities that stretches across two or three counties at this point. It's called the Villages. They're all these cookie cutter McMansion suburban communities where you can drive golf carts on the surface streets and everything like that.
Right.
Something like 70 to 110,000, depending on how you want to classify the Villages.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's
70
America.
And 110,000 people live in all this stuff. And it is the highest STD rate in the country. Because everybody there is fucking with hats off because they're old.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about, like.
Who's giving them that? Well, I guess it's just in there. Oh, dude.
Dude, the place where I used to work, the doctor retired and then moved to the Villages.
Yeah, to get the clap.
Yeah, for real. And then I was like, they told me that. And I was like, oh, so he's getting freaky. And they were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, y'all don't know. I'm going to put you on game. Read this article. And they're like, they were just, like, visibly disturbed afterwards.
Yeah. No, it's weird because, like, the women tend to outlive men.
Yeah.
You know, because they hate us. And it's their
strong.
Fault. Yeah. And
their fault.
But no, like, single men who move into these retirement communities, they're outnumbered by old single women, like, 3-1, 4-1 sometimes.
Nice.
And, yeah, no, it's just, like, watching the chaos descend of, like, Myrtle trying to bake a pie for the new guy that moved in just so that they can...
That shit
know,
really happens.
Oh, yeah, all the
They're
time.
They're juiced up when they get a new guy in there.
Everywhere.
Oh, my God. They're just horn dogs.
Yeah.
Just old horn dogs.
Even you could clean up down there.
Dude, think about all the blue chew that gets delivered
there,
dude.
Man.
Wow.
But they got to get...
No, no, they don't... No.
They're
all on Medicare. They can get prescription
they're
Viagra
getting the
and
they're
Cialis.
Getting, see,
they're not getting like the gas station.
Yeah,
stuff.
We're off brand. Blue
I thought
Chew.
Blue Chew was a legit medical supplement.
Yeah,
yeah, because legit medical stuff is sold at the counter at a gas station.
They sell it online.
Well, no, it's the same ingredient. It is the same ingredient, but like you can get stronger prescriptions and all that shit with a.
Well, I need to speak to my general practitioner.
Yeah, you do. Because if they're giving you off brand, that's
more
bullshit.
Like genital practitioner. Goodbye, everybody.
So you guys circumcised or what?
Huh?
You guys circumcised?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I'm being honest.
Have you never looked at it before?
I mean, I look at it. I don't know. Like, what is it? They just, that's where they cut that.
Yeah, that's, they just cut stuff.
Will you explain it? Please explain it to him. So.
Thank you.
We
love it.
Before. We went over
in
it.
In detail.
He still
too.
Doesn't know.
Great detail.
In slow and.
I mean, however you want to do it.
Just detail.
Step by
so,
step.
So.
And make sure if you have a question, you ask him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you familiar with what a foreskin is? Okay. Let's figure out where we're starting at, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, let's start here. Boys have penises, girls have vaginas.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, yes. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the male member has a
dick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has a flap of skin located near the end.
Ooh.
Right?
Which end?
We're talking about
technically,
that tip,
there's
right?
skin at both ends, I guess. But the particular flap we're talking about would be at the, I guess we'd call it south end. I'm not really sure cardinal direction that would be.
I'm thinking south is down towards the bunghole.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it's actually you just clip that extra skin hanging off the bottom of the balls. That's yeah. Everybody's got a big, like an inch and a half long skin tack at the bottom of the balls, right?
You got yours cut off at birth, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Your ball skin?
I think so. Wait, you said ball skin? No, man.
No, okay, so yeah, I want you to really explain to him because he really doesn't know. And you might help him out to figure if he knows or not.
Yeah, so the foreskin, the little skin sack, little hoodie that dangles over the front, mm-hmm. That's cut off and removed.
So okay. Do you got skin over your head?
No, I don't believe I do.
What?
I don't think I do, no.
Boy, if only we had some sort of, internet-connected telephonic device that could pull up a picture of a circumcised penis and an uncircumcised penis.
We've done this.
Oh, okay.
And he still doesn't.
Because, dude, I'm trying to think. Because so
stand up and whip it out. Let's figure this thing out. We'll blur it on YouTube.
We
got to
cut the camera. I said no cameras, man. My dick can't see. I mean, let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that, man. Nobody sees
respect
that,
is
man.
Vicious.
I don't. It doesn't step in front
although
of a camera.
Although we are visual learners.
It doesn't step in front of a camera.
Man. I mean, this is literally the easiest way to solve the the question, right?
But what if we don't know either?
We can't tell?
JJ, you look like you're an expert on penises, okay?
Oh, yeah, supposed to look, so. Shout out Shenanigans Comedy Theater.
Is it closed or not closed? That's the real question.
Huh?
What?
So, okay, so I'm going to do this. We're not going to show you, but it's a little diagram. This is it right here, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You see, that's the tip.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then when you're done, it goes back down.
So you
sometimes if you work out or you're in the shower or if you're in the gym full of a bunch of other people and you're uncomfortable, he'll run away.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
That's normal.
That's normal.
Then we're circumcised.
I would guess you are circumcised.
I'm circumcised, yeah. Then. I'm definitely circumcised. I would just, because I was like, because I remember, dude, that would fuck me up in the gym a lot, especially when I first had hair, because it would close. And whenever I would jump up, it would pull you back down.
You did say that. Yeah.
I still don't understand that part, but
I still don't understand it either.
When it closes,
he gets hair stuck in then when it retreats.
Oh, yeah.
You've had that happen.
No.
Before.
It's like a claw.
You don't believe that he has.
Wait, so what do you do? Shave it down then?
You could.
First off, yes.
That's good.
Hold on.
That's
you haven't been trimming this whole time?
No, I do trim. But I was talking about when I was a kid.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
No, I fully listen, look at my head. Okay. Look at it. Look at it.
Good afro.
All right. Imagine that. There.
Oh, yeah, man. You're not getting anywhere.
I definitely trim back. Yeah, yeah. No, I can't live in the South and not.
Yeah.
You got to.
No.
Because it can get swampy down there. Oh. It can get
swampy.
Rotten.
Marshy.
I like this. How do you describe it?
How would I describe it? I guess like a rustler. Like rustle. Like rustle. Rough.
Okay.
Tough.
Oiled up.
Like a jungle. You know what I mean? It's rustling. Like you're rustling in the wind, fighting the vines that are all tangled to you in the woods. And you...
Like what word are you trying to get
you
to?
Know, okay, so you know when you're in the woods and there's like vines, like Indiana Jones, that are kind
of
wrapped around you.
No, none of us live in a tropical jungle.
I know, but we've seen the movie and you try to move or something and you're like, oh shit, I'm kind of trapped, and you got to get that machete and hack off all like those vines and stuff. That's
like Jumanji.
Yes, and you're rustling. Yeah. So that's why I was like rustling.
That makes complete sense.
Thank you.
You got like a George of the Jungle.
I'm still tack confused.
Yes.
Are you saying wrestling? Or wrestling?
Like,
are you combining them?
I'm trying to combine it metaphorically. Okay. Basically, that's what I think. Like, whenever I think of hair like that, I think of a dude in the jungle with a machete fighting his way out of the vines.
Whenever I think of penises, I think of a man in the jungle.
Not
all
penises.
Sweaty.
Pubic hair. Not penises, pubic hair.
Dude, Manscaped is going to steal this, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys get a sponsorship. Sponsored, not sponsored.
No.
Yeah.
Let's go. You'll help us get sponsors, man? Because you're how long were you on the road for?
I was on the road for 6.5 years.
6.5 years.
Hell yeah.
God damn. So you're our vet, man. How do we get sponsorships?
You First off, you get viewerships.
Sick. Let me.
That is a
don't
guy.
Don't you fucking dedupe him?
I was making it a joke. That's why I was making it a joke, because that's not serious. Dude,
we average over 115 viewers.
Thank you.
An episode. And we thank all of them.
Yeah, look.
So 116 viewers then? We average over 115 viewers, I'll have you know. So
just over.
Over.
That's all that needs to be specified. Just over.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, hey, that's definitely people, potentially.
115 viewers, Mark. They can't all be wrong.
Though. Yeah.
No, they can't.
They can't.
They don't need to be. And only 7 or 8 of those are your mom. Like, that's just.
My mom does watch it. She's a Jew now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good call on her part.
You think so?
Probably not.
Probably not. Like, it's the religion. I don't know the religion, like, but, so.
Wait, your mom actually converted?
I swear to God.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
I mean, you'd have to convert.
Yeah. And she's, it's wild. Like, because we grew up hardcore Christian, right?
Mm-hmm. And she's German, too.
Yeah, and she's German. Mm-hmm. And she felt bad.
She'll go to
the temple and shit. And she teaches it, dude. She teaches it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, though, because I don't know what kind of Judaism it is, or if there's just one. But,
well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? There's different kinds, though, right?
I got what you're saying. It's not quite the same as, like, Christianity, where it's like, oh, well, I'm a Baptist. I'm not a Catholic.
Okay,
I'm a Baptist. Like, it's not quite like that.
Uh-huh.
We actually break it down into flavors of observance, for the most part. So, for example, you've got Orthodox Jews who are, like, your stereotypical, imagine like close your eyes, picture Jew in your head. Mm-hmm. You're thinking of Adam Sandler, but that's not the thing you should be thinking of. So like, you know, the yarmulke on a man, you know, a woman dressed fairly plainly and everything. The big black hats, mm-hmm, and the little twist things and all that. Like, those are the Hasidic Jews. That's a very specific type of ultra-Orthodox Jew.
Oh, so that's not Orthodox, just regular Orthodox. I thought they were the same thing. That's
no. What'd you say? That's what I'm trying to... the Hasidics.
Hasidic Jews.
The Hasidim. They're followers of a 17th century rabbi from Eastern Europe who was just like, we all have to wear fuzzy hats and you know, not bathe and be dick bags. And they were like, we like this. We're going to do that. So that's the Hasidic. The Orthodox are just like the really like super observant, like follow all the teachings of the Torah sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Conservative is the next step down. Conservative is you know, pretty observant. They may not be the most stringently kosher in eating, or, you know, they may have rules like, you know, they're kosher at home, but when they're out with populations, they might not stick with that. They probably don't grow their beards and wear a yarmulke all the time and those sorts of things. Then there's two flavors of the next step down, reform and liberal. And they're basically the same thing. Those are, if you were a Christian and you were, you know, like, my family, like, you know, we're Eastern Christmas church people, like that sort of thing. Mm. That's what the liberal and reform would sort of be.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
And then there's the next step down of Jew, which is atheist, which is what I am. And, well, no, you can laugh at that, but it's true. It's like, think of like the leader of the international humanist movement, Jewish atheist, Karl Marx. Notoriously a Jewish atheist, like, you know, a lot of scientists and everything like that. It's people that are culturally Jewish, like, mm-hmm, Lox and Bagel, not the whole God thing, but, you know, the, you know, spend as little money as possible and, you know, have a good job with benefits and, you know, listen to your mom, but don't listen to your mom, like, like that sort of stuff. But God,
do the converts, do they just fall anywhere along that spectrum?
They can, although very rarely will somebody be like, I am changing my entire metaphysical belief structure for the hierarchy of theological influence in the universe, and I am going to do that to become a reformed Jew. Like, that's very rarely.
You don't know my mom. Is that
just because even with, like, reform and liberal, like, there's so many steps you have to go through. So it's against Jewish law to proselytize. So it is against Jewish law to try to convert people. Like to sit here and go, Noah, you should find the true word of God through Judaism. Like that, like you're not allowed to do that.
I like
which
that
is part
about
of the
him.
Reason why Jews are here and Christians and Muslims are population wise. You know what I mean? They went and proselytized. They literally held guns to people's heads and fucking swords to their throat. And they were like, you believe in the one true God, right? And we're just sitting here going, if you wanna, you know. It's actually religiously if you want to convert, which is something your mom would know, and I'm sure she's told you about, and you committed to memory, and you understand how all of this works. Because you seem like you care. If you want to become Jewish, you have to, like, go to a rabbi and be like, I want to become Jewish. And he's going to go, no. And then he's going to deny you, and then he's going to, like, try to, like, talk to you a little bit and, like, be like, why would you want to? Like, explain this and that. And then he's going to send you away, and then sometime later, there's not a specific number of days or whatever, but it's like you can't just come back in 20 minutes. It's like you got to go away and then come back and then be like, I want to become Jewish. And the rabbi's going to go, even after everything we talked about? And they're like, yeah. It's like, no. And then you have another discussion. And then you got to come back a third time and be like, nope, I'm pretty sure about the whole Jewish thing. And he'll go, maybe. And then they'll have a more in-depth discussion. And then you can start the practice of like going to Hebrew school, learning all the stuff that you need. And then, of course, you know, we're a very fastidious people. So there's a test involved. It's written multiple choice. It's timed, but not, you know, too extreme.
Not too extreme.
And we're not the SATs or anything. And then you go through all of that and you can become Jewish.
Is there other outlaw, like, because I don't know.
Are there outlaw Jews?
No, listen.
just roaming the countryside, holding up Catholic money transfers. Like
outlaw rabbis who give people their Judaism, and then, but it's not legit. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody's like going to convert with this rabbi.
Of course there are rabbis out there that if somebody's like, I want to convert, they're just like, that's fine.
And then those people, do they ever get tested? Nobody would know them, right?
No.
So you,
that's between you and the God you now say you believe in. Yeah.
See,
it's kind of on you, man, you know?
I'm worried about...
And that happens a lot with, like, so very unreligious, so, like, liberal and reform Jewish people who are marrying non-Jews, who the non-Jew is like, I'm going to convert for the wedding and this and that. Like, sometimes that'll just be a thing. The rabbi of the temple that I went to growing up, he was known as the Renter Rabbi, and he would just do whatever, like he didn't really care.
I love that name, and we should have a character. Will you play it?
We should.
The Renter Rabbi?
For real.
I could. His actual name, he's definitely never going to see this.
Oh, okay.
He's never going to.
I don't know. This might blow up. You're teaching everybody about the Jews and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm here for. his name is Bobby Lefkowitz.
Okay. Oh, God damn.
Yeah, he moved from Orlando to Tampa area, where he's a rabbi now. He's a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
Little vishnicked, but very nice man.
Can you act like him real quick?
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's basically him. There was no more needed. It wasn't that was a lazy impersonation. That's literally just how he is. Very soft spoken, very, very nice. People would come up to him all the time and be like, hey, can we get married? And he'd be like, I can do a wedding for you. Are you Jewish? They're like, do we need to be? He's like, not really.
Do you think if we put you in a room with 20 people who all claim to be Jewish, you could, and there's one actually Jewish person, you could snuff them out?
Kill them?
No, find out which.
What do you think snuff them out means?
Sniff them out.
That's a different
but
thing.
But that was a little too on the nose.
If I put you in a room with 20 people who claim to be Jewish, could you kill the one who isn't?
Because we do have a position open at Clown College. And we need those skills.
Yeah.
We need to know.
We need a specific set of skills.
Like, I guess my broader question is, like, if I claim to be Jewish and I just learned a lot about Jewish culture and the religion, could I trick other people into believing I was Jewish?
Yeah, sure.
Like, for real?
Yeah.
Because you can.
There's no like secret basket.
No.
Okay.
If there was, you think I would tell you about it on a podcast that 116 people are going to see? Of course not.
We're going to temple.
Hell yeah.
the synagogue, dude.
Yeah, I when I told my mom I was moving here, the first thing she said was, "Oh, I just Googled it. There are three synagogues in town. It'll be fine." I'm like, I'm sure it will. I don't really know what that means, but
I've never seen one here.
Yeah, there's three synagogues in Huntsville.
Mm. I know the oldest one in Alabama is in Huntsville.
Probably. Yeah. Hmm. I'm sure the longest continually attended one would be in Huntsville also, probably.
Hmm. I only know the Muslim one.
What's that called?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Hold on. You take a guess at what you think the Muslim one is called, and you take a guess. Don't start typing.
Right, I got you. All right. You go first, JJ.
Dom goes first because he looks, he would know.
The Muslim, we're asking the name of the church?
The name of their house of worship.
It'll be fine.
Well, if you think you know it, hold on to it because
I don't have. Why do you think I know?
I don't think you know. He thinks you know. And he wants you to answer so that he can be like, "Oh yeah, that was the same thing I was going to say."
I'm going to be so far off. I'm going to say Macedonia.
That is very far off. Macedonia.
That's a country.
I thought
dude.
You were about to say that was really good.
No, not even a little bit. It's actually Macedonia is.
I know it used to be Greece. Bro.
Like it's just north of Greece. It's where Alexander the Great is from. Alexander of Macedonia.
Alexander Shinar.
Call me.
What do you think it's called?
I remember what it's called now. Like, I for real.
Well, okay.
Know okay.
Brandon.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Okay. Maybe it's called. Who? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Ali, is Allah in there? I almost said Ali. Is
Ali, Ali actually.
Of course,
yeah.
Ali is in there. Ali
you know, Muhammad Ali, Allah, right? All those Muslim people pray.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I know it's hard, man.
This is hard. This is very hard. This is like one of the hardest.
Well, he took a guess.
Holy shit, man. Okay, yeah. Hold on. Because I don't want to say, Moo. Shit.
Oh, no.
No, hold on. I'm going to get this.
Moolah. They all go to a moolah.
Ah, shit. Allah. There we go.
Yep. Allah. Yeah, no, that's perfectly correct answer. JJ, what did you think it was?
I think it's a mosque, right?
It is a mosque, yes.
Fuck. Yeah. Oh, we're just talking. Hold on. We're just talking about.
He's going to try to act like he didn't
understand. No, I thought you were talking about the actual name of the one we have here. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm on his side. I agree. I thought they were asking what the name was.
By the way, I don't know what any of the mosques in this town, but none of them are called Macedonia. That is not...
I thought you said name.
No, I went to a church called Macedonia when I was young. I didn't know what kind of religion it was. I was trying to find out to you. Yeah.
We're learning.
Macedonia, I mean, it might be Greek Orthodox. It might be... I think there's a Southern Baptist... church that's also.
I think
there's. Well, there's Southern Baptists have a. No, it definitely wasn't. That's Jewish. However, Mount Mageddon Baptist Church is a thing.
All right. So when was the first time you caught chlamydia?
Ooh, let's find this out.
I was a boy of only 7.
Goddamn, you were fucking.
And. Anyway,
are you telling me you never caught it?
No, I've never had anything.
You never had anything? No. Good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Let me get Don't be a fool.
I know these two are too young to have these problems yet.
Yeah, apparently herpes is running around in the comedy scene here.
In the whole comedy scene?
It's just what I hear. I hear things. I don't like things, but I hear things.
Mm-hmm. Herpes is everywhere. Somebody in here has it. I just got my blood work back. It ain't me.
Ain't me either.
Mm-hmm.
How was A1C looking?
Everything was good besides cholesterol.
Everything in his blood was bad except for the herpes.
It's actually keeping you alive.
So. Damn.
Do you struggle with feeling lonely? Do you crave companionship? Have you thought about adding a furry friend to your family this holiday season? Well, now is the perfect time to adopt from the COVID Return Puppy Shelter. These dogs were adopted by 19-year-olds during the pandemic who quickly figured out they couldn't handle the responsibility and or got sick of them once they grew to full size. These sweet, fluffy bundles of joy were never potty trained, but they can social distance. just not too far, as they have severe abandonment anxiety. These pups have all of their paperwork, rabies shots, and vaccinations, including the COVID vax with two boosters, and respond to Tiger King.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Coolidge. When it comes to these puppies at this shelter, I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
The COVID Return Puppy Shelter.
All dogs not adopted by January 1st, regardless of being spayed or neutered, will be subject to euthanasia via firing squad. They will be holding little dog guns in a little dog prison. Side effects may include spontaneous combustion, low resale value on your home, and retrograde ejaculation. The CPRS is not responsible for any damages caused by these puppies, demonic forces, or trans-dimensional entities. In the event of a urinary incident, remain calm, isolate the specimen for further testing, and contact your local Jehovah's Witness for further instruction and spiritual guidance.
Somebody come adopt these damn dogs!
So, Mark, I got a question, because I'm seeing right here, I'm very fascinated by this. It says you're definitely allergic to pussy.
Yes.
Really? So how did this happen? Because, dude, we all come out of pussy, man. So how did this be?
Well, I came out, first off, I was a C-section baby. I don't know if
Holy
you can
shit.
Never mind. Second, just hives, just plenty of hives. No, it might implicate that I am deathly allergic to cats, felines.
Oh, feline cats. See, I thought we were talking about the vagina.
Yeah. Man. No, I am not allergic to pussy. I'm just frightened to get near it.
Okay.
I'm just emotionally vulnerable to pussy.
I think we all are.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody in this room is, man, mm-hmm. right? Like, I mean, it's nothing to be, not you.
JJ
I
might
mean,
be the only one, because he's
very confident gay. Man. Yeah, oh, you're gay, me too. I'm gay. I'm a happy man. I'm happy. Not interested.
That was extremely fast.
Because I'm happy, man. Dude, gay is happy.
Hey,
yeah.
It's 2024. Everybody's a little gay. Get the fuck over it. You know what I mean?
He's on the first level of the Kensington.
He has tendencies.
Tendencies.
Dude, they tricked me.
No, we did not because trick at the last you. It's on camera. We didn't trick you, man. You just took a test.
You understand that about 70% of all people alive are either a 1 or a 4 on the Kinsey scale, right?
A 1 or a 4?
A 4, what?
Is that...
No. Why's the jump?
A 4 is gay, I think.
No.
5 is all the way?
5 is all the way completely 100% only driven homosexual. 0 is 100% only driven heterosexual. Most people fall into the 1 or the 4 category.
Hmm. I was a 2.
Hmm. 2?
2.
Yeah,
I was a 0.
You guys got to take the test too.
I haven't taken it.
We all got to take
it. I don't think I'm going to, but
Dom's like, I'm afraid of the answers.
Well, first of all, I've seen Brad Pitt and Meet Joe Black. I'm not afraid.
Oh,
he's a beautiful man there.
Gorgeous.
I mean, I watched a movie, and I like to tell myself, because the female protagonist is really hot too. I like to tell myself,
but you can't remember her name.
Yeah, can't remember her name. Brad Pitt's fucking walking that shit.
What movie?
Serena Williams.
Huh?
Was it Rachel Wood? Mm-hmm. Was Rachel Wood the one in? Yeah.
No, wasn't.
It was Serena Williams.
What are you talking about?
Dude, what? In the movie.
And Meet Joe Black.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Get away from me. I don't talk to you. First of all, you never seen the movie.
Is that where he's deaf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
You have?
That's like the one movie I have seen.
Hold up. Look at this guy. You tell me that ain't a piece of ass.
I mean, I've seen better, but not a lot.
It's a clear picture for you.
Brandon, what do you think about that? What does it do for you?
This is a dude right here, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's got that, but he's got the Ellen haircut, so kind of. Mm-hmm.
There's a dude on Instagram that looks just like this.
Really?
He makes videos about looks maxing, which he explores like all these different like proven ways of improving how you look. Like he tells you about, you need to make your eyebrows thicker, take these supplements, you need to get your facial structure to change, so you got to do these massages and these workout
I feel like we're
routines.
Down to 113 viewers now.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name, but he goes look on maxing. Like that Omegle shit that Brandon was talking about, like people made fun of him on, and he goes on there and women literally like they like crumble at his beauty. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Wouldn't you want to be like that?
You talking about this guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hope not.
Yeah, me too. Hell
yeah, I wouldn't want to be unapproachably beautiful.
No?
No.
You would get anything you wanted in life. Beautiful people have it so much easier than regular people.
Oh, yeah. You ever
seen that? Well, I mean,
you do it without
effect.
Even noticing you're doing it. Well, you probably don't because you...
Well, I mean, I already get that treatment. But that's why being unapproachably beautiful, I feel like we'd be a step too far.
So this is him?
No.
No, this is not him. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking.
No, you're good. Don't worry about
it, Brad. We were just saying what it is. Like, what the actual.
Hell yeah, man. But I agree with that 100%, man. Life would be easier.
Yeah. The pretty privilege, the halo effect, it's a real thing, man.
Do you treat better looking people different?
I try to ignore them more.
Why?
I respect it.
You know, because
the universe needs balance, all right? Everybody tripping over themselves for the beautiful people. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's my responsibility to go that extra step and be like, oh, you look gorgeous. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. You got to swing that pendulum back.
Hell yeah.
And that's what we did this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Luigi Mangione again?
Yeah.
That's all he talks about. It's like, oh, man, you got more rice in your bowl than I did. Well, you know. Because those CEOs, right?
I mean, look what he did when he couldn't fuck anymore, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he still fucked.
A firearm.
Yeah.
He fucked that one dude right up.
Yeah.
Do you think he just, like, there's no way they just brought him to the county jail, right?
I don't know.
Like, afterwards?
Well, yeah, he's in some kind of county jail right now.
He means that the cops took him for a ride before they brought him in.
Oh, beat him up? No. Not him. They would do it for like a rapist.
Yeah, I don't think the cops in Altoona, Pennsylvania are like, oh, we're on the sides of the CEOs, like that. I mean, they were probably real happy to get him and be like, oh man, I'm gonna tell you my story. This is gonna be so cool. But it's not like one of those things where it's like that CEO was married to my sister. You son of a bitch. Like,
no, Bumps. Do you think it would have been different if he was different?
Oh, if he was black?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You better get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't matter what he did, because yeah. Altoona, Pennsylvania, and cops, so.
How quickly would they have caught him if he was black is a better question.
Mm. Well, they would have caught somebody. It might not have been the right guy. They would have definitely got somebody.
You match the description.
Damn, man, that would be horrible.
You think this man is attractive?
No.
In that picture?
Which one?
Not in that one.
No, he doesn't.
Do a picture that does him some justice.
Okay, I got you, man. Hold on. Let me find one of these pictures here. I guess we could click on this one.
That's interesting that you went for that.
Yeah, he decided on that
one. Yeah, that's it. This dude just built. But for a guy to be attractive, he has to have classical, you know, like features.
You know, like a female.
Yeah, actually.
Because he's kind of symmetrical. I mean, a monobrow is kind of the most symmetrical thing you can have.
That's true.
Yeah.
You think he's hot?
I mean, I'm not saying that, dude. I don't think he's fucking.
Oh my god!
It doesn't matter if he's hot or not. JJ's like all about it. He would slob that knob so hard. It's like kill two more CEOs for me. Shoot, daddy.
Oh no! Wait, didn't he say something about Diddy too? I could be wrong. It could have been some fake news.
Well, everybody needs healthcare, Brandon.
Everybody says stuff about Diddy.
Yeah, like LeBron. Didn't he just step down too?
He's taking time away for the first time ever. He what?
For the first time ever, he's taking time away for personal reasons.
Sure, it has nothing to do with his son being D-string on a C-level basketball team.
Dude,
I mean,
he just dropped 30.
Yeah, against St. Mary's School for the high St. Mary's High School for the deaf. Like,
this your boy right here? This your goat?
My goat? No.
Who's your goat?
My goat is either. For basketball, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or maybe Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain.
He's just all about basketball players who fuck.
Like, yeah, I mean Michael Jordan's good too, and Kobe.
he's good too, or whatever. You know,
he's okay.
What about John Stockton? Fuck John Stockton.
He's good too. But that's the people they were looking at. Dr. J, come on. Dennis Rodman, he's all right. He's good.
Dennis
Rodman
is a mediocre basketball player. Dennis Rodman is a mediocre basketball player who is more than willing to throw elbows and body up in a time when there wasn't bodying up going on in the NBA.
Well, first of all, he was one of the best defensive players of all time. Not mediocre. I mean, he was terrible at offense. So he would get 20 rebounds, 10 blocks, 10 steals, and no points. But you need somebody like that. Mm.
Yeah, and I'm saying if they'd have let Kermit Washington keep punching dudes, he would have been just as good on defense. Like, that's all that was.
Mm-mm.
All right.
But you know where he was from.
You see that?
Though.
That man's in a blouse. I'm gonna fuck your shit up.
I mean, he honestly would.
Shirts versus blouses.
Does he count as the first openly gay NBA player?
Who?
Maybe.
Dennis Rodman.
He's not gay.
He married himself.
Yeah, but he's not gay.
Yeah, that's not gay.
He might have.
You saying he's not a man?
He might have fucked a dude or two, but he's not
gay.
You
question? Are you questioning his masculinity by saying that marrying himself is
fucked up? Dude. Damn, so fucked up, man.
But dude, he's from the Bad Boys, so of course he's gonna be wild. You know what I mean?
He was friends with your boy.
What boy?
What boy? Hulk Hogan, man.
Hulk Hogan, he's cool. Hulk Hogan.
He was in the NWO. The wrestler.
What are we talking? SummerSlam.
And he was in NWO too, wasn't he? In WCW. Yeah. Huh.
No, was that SummerSlam? Whenever they went against Karl Malone and it was Karl Malone.
No, that was WCW.
Yeah. Now, Karl Malone has a solid argument for the best player.
Oh,
now
he's
time.
Not.
On and off the court.
Yeah, he's got some. I got one of his cards.
Karl Malone's not a player. He just crush a lot.
Dude.
Let's see.
You watch wrestling?
Used to.
Which year?
Back
like,
when it
what
was
era?
Good.
What era?
Through the 90s into, you know, the end of the Attitude Era.
Yeah, that's when I was into.
Yeah.
You like the 80s too? Like the Golden Era also?
Yeah.
And Bret Hart and Hulk Hogan.
Bret Hart is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Dude,
still
for
is.
Real? Yep. Hell yeah, man. Dude,
I was fucking 12 years old and being like, real men wear pink. People are like, fuck are you talking about, man? Just be a fan of Goldberg like everybody else. And
hell
I'm like, nah, Bret Hart, best there is, best there was, best there ever will be.
Wait, people didn't like Bret Hart back in the early 90s? I thought
well,
he was
first,
like the
first
best.
Off, he was a heel, so they weren't supposed to like him.
Damn. He was but, foreign as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of anti-immigrant hate pointed towards him.
Damn, man. Just like with New Jack.
He was an immigrant?
Well, no, it was a lot of hate he had to go through.
Mm. But New Jack also
that's pretty much just like
stabbed somebody's eye out with fork.
Well, he had every right to do
that. And they hated him for it. That was unfair.
That's wrestling, man.
Yeah, he did beat the shit out of that kid, though.
Well, dude, he didn't know. Well, he found out, he didn't give a fuck.
He didn't know that kid had
and
cancer.
And he said, hey, the kid called him a nigga, so.
Fair.
Yeah.
So you could beat the shit out of the kid, they call you?
No, not the kid. I'd probably be like, hey, man. We got this. That's
you
not right.
Trip him. You could trip him.
Brandon
for sure.
Would be like, kid, what'd you call me? Where's your daddy at? His dad walks over. It's like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this kid.
Like, kid, I can't believe this.
Yeah, where's your mom at, kid? Y'all want to beat the fuck out of this kid?
Yeah, he's like, I don't have a mom, son. I'm not your son.
Now, I got a question. While we're here and we're talking about this stuff, and I'm ready to be canceled anyway, let's just fucking talk about it.
All right.
How do the both of you feel about how black each other is?
Oh, I'll tell you how I feel.
I didn't ask you. Because here's the thing. Like, I've heard both of you on stage and off talk about, like, you know, your blackness and, you know, how you see yourself as part of that culture and everything, and do jokes about, like, you know, you talk a lot about the fact that you're half black and how that plays in and whatnot. I'm curious. How black do you think Dom is?
Well, I mean, blackness. Let me think, man. Because like, what I'm trying to think is like, dude, it's not a certain way. Like, dude, you like, of course, you're black, half German, right? So there you go, right? Like, you know,
he's
like,
saying to my nigga.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't using that wording out loud on video, but you can always tell.
You can instantly tell how somebody grew up just by talking to them, how they act. You got uppity niggas. You got like me and Brandon around the same. Did you grow up? You grew up like hood adjacent.
Yeah, both worlds.
We're in the hood and then the house.
Yeah, like I was between both.
Right? Yeah,
I was in both.
So you. So you'll be able to talk to them and you'll be able to tell just how they talk, and but it's just various degrees of nigga.
Okay, so I'm aware of all of that. Mm-hmm. I was asking specifically, how black do you think Dom is, and then I was going to ask you how black do you think he is.
What do you mean how black though?
Yeah, I don't get it because Dom's that black.
I got eyes. I can see how light or dark. What I'm saying is that. Both of you regularly do material, whether it's you talking about like your crackhead uncle from Detroit.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with black. They're all white crackheads.
Well, I just want everybody out there to know.
Oh.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'm in the middle of the sentence. I was saying that changed the way that you were brought up, and in the joke you talk about like your cousins and like them treating you differently. And
that's because he was a retard.
That was just
viewed
through the lens of the black community because they feel differently about those.
Yeah. So I was just curious about that because, and it's not like me being like, man, you. It's like how you see yourself on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And I never had the chance to sit down and talk with either of you about it.
I never thought about that.
And how you see each other because you've seen each other's comedy when you're talking about mm-hmm. that stuff. So I was curious. I'm sorry. I know this is to make fun of funny dick jokes.
No.
But I was honestly, earnestly mm-hmm. curious about how the both of you see each other like that. And if that, and then I was going to move on to then asking, you know, does that change the way you see yourself? Sorry for trying to have like an actual conversation.
No, we're still here.
We're here. Yeah.
You just got done talking now.
Yeah, I get it.
We'll go get it there. Okay. But like, I know exactly how Brandon grew up. I have a friend just like him. Like, they grow up the same way, like the same structure, his mom, all that. They're like literally the same. Couldn't be more different people, mm-hmm. but they grew up the same. But like, it ain't, I don't know. You don't see it as like who, like you like, cause you're trying to say like who's blacker or something like that.
I'm not trying to set it up as a contest. I'm just saying how
you don't, I don't think you really see stuff as like,
yeah,
black, is this person like what kind, I say what kind of black. Cause I'm like, are you or did you grow up from means? Cause those are the only ones who, like, when people cry about racist shit, it's usually the ones who came from like money and they didn't have really go mm-hmm. through shit. They cry when they get called a nigger or something mm-hmm. like that. You know what I'm saying? I've been called it since I was 8 years old, walking to get a video. All right, so you know what I'm saying? You could tell literally the difference between like people who grew up with money and then people who are middle class and then people who grew up in the gutter. You know what I mean? And then that's how I break them down. Not like by the blackness.
So it's all socioeconomic. Yeah, you don't see it in any way as being cultural. It's just socioeconomic.
Well, black culture is similar. So you always going to have, for even the rich ones, they're going to still be in the same kind of culture.
They're going to do shit black.
So. Yeah, they're still going to do shit black.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Bam.
So it might
couldn't
be
said it more perfect.
It might be everyone's like the same. Everyone sees themselves as the same amount of black. Like there might be less of that.
Well,
going to markets.
Yeah, and then you got like mixed people. Mixed people can go either way because you got like me and my sister and my little brother are just like me. You know what I'm saying? And then you got my big brother who's the whitest motherfucker you could ever imagine. Like, I mean, and he hates it. He's like, you know, people always say this is exactly like this. People always say, you know, Dominique acts black. And I act white, and I really hate that. You know that's how he talks. And then he was born, raised in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But that he also is crazy, so he gets a pass. You know when you can knock like it's something about him. He will fuck you up, so he gets a pass. So he got to be like the nerdy black guy mm-hmm. around, and nobody really fucked with him because they couldn't because he has like a hairpin trigger in his elbow. I still can beat his ass though. Nah, he fucked me up.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
He used to fuck me up when we was younger.
I saw you having difficulty scooping rice earlier. I don't know how you're doing in a street throwdown right now. But. See, and because you've been bringing up Jewish stuff a lot mm-hmm. and everything, and part of the reason why I like asking about, you know, asking this sort of a question and getting feedback on it and everything is because here's the unique thing about Jews, right? Like it's unquestionable. Jews are a minority, right? Mm-hmm. Very small group, very small population group. Jewish is not a race. There is no racial construct around Judaism, mm-hmm. right? It's a religion, but it's also a culture, and there's also, you know, all of this like specific historical stuff. And Jews come from all over the world. But oddly enough, just the way things are, Jews are a minority that are not recognized by minorities as a minority.
So right? We can't tell the difference. Yeah,
amongst black and Hispanic communities, especially. When it comes to Jews, if you ask for like a if you ask them about the race of a Jew, like they will say they're white, like super white, like the whitest of white. Like mm-hmm. Jews might be like whiter than white is white.
Yeah.
If you ask white people, especially the ones who are, you know, really proud about being white,
JJ.
Jews are the least white you can be. Like there is nothing less white than like
I concur.
Dom has a better chance of getting into white heaven.
Mm.
Than a Jew does. You know what I mean? Like that is, and so it's this weird dichotomy where, from a racial and cultural aspect, Jews are both at the same time a separated out minority mm-hmm. from white America and white communities, yet at the same time are not a member of minority communities or acknowledged by minority communities as being part of that minority. So that's part of the reason why I asked, like, and again, I just hadn't had a chance while we were chilling at a mic or something to ask either of you about this. And I thought, now I have you trapped and it's a good time.
Hell yeah.
Like,
good question.
Like, how do you feel about seeing yourselves and each other, and does the way you see each other and your blackness change the way that you see yourself?
No, I say the only time it comes into plays like that with the blackness is when somebody's cooning. You know what I'm saying? So whenever you out there, like, you tap-toeing four white motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? It's like, You should be, I always feel like you should be yourself around everybody. Now, if I came up and I was like, let's say everybody in here was black and I'm just saying, like, you know, talk a regular, and then I went out there with a group of people and everybody was white, I'm like, dude, seriously? Yeah, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I hate that shit.
Well, isn't there also an element of this concept of you talking regular, and if you went in and you were hanging out with a whole group of black people and all of a sudden you started, like, turning it up.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah,
that's the same thing for white people.
And white people do that too. It's like,
I don't know. Y'all don't call it cooning. I don't know what y'all call it.
Oh, we call it that. No.
Damn, man.
When y'all aren't around. No.
Damn.
No. Again, y'all, I'm not white enough, apparently, but no, like, I don't know if there's really a.
Code switching,
but I mean, it's called that for all people. I'd say that when it's white people doing that, it's considered ethnocultural appropriation.
Oh, God.
Like,
that's too many syllables.
That's a lot.
They got to get that down.
They need to.
What's somebody saying? Ethnocultural? What the fuck is that?
As somebody who is painfully white, dude, maybe the whitest. Yeah. You know,
in this room. Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, you guys are fighting for it. But
I mean, don't let him fool you, dude. He's half Filipino. Mm-hmm. He does not count.
Oh, damn, man. Damn.
But I never thought about my own race, which I understand is like a thing of, like, I never really had to.
Yeah.
But from my experience, it's always class. Like,
exactly.
It's always class-based. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I'm around, like, I can tell if I'm around other white people, if we grew up the same way or not. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to tell. And then, weirdly enough, like, some, like, groups of Asians, I'm like, they mog me, bro. Financially, they mog me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they grew up with just a different level of money. Like, I can't relate, for real. But I wasn't poor, but I wasn't, like, upper middle class or, like, upper class.
Lower middle or just straight lower?
I would say, in the beginning, middle. I would say now more lower middle.
Okay.
But that's just that gap widening, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's everybody, man.
We're going to swing that pendulum back, dude. RFK is going to do something.
We start following Luigi Mangione, JJ's biggest hero.
My celebrity crush.
Robin Hood of 2024.
That'll be who's behind Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Not right now, Brandon. Don't get nervous.
Okay.
You got to explain these sorts of things to him sometimes.
Thank you, man.
Brandon, you're so... the best, dude.
Thank you. Let's be honest, I agree with Dom's thing right there. Like, I 100% agree with that. Because me, it's like what I feel like is you should always be you around anybody, man. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't matter. I mean, you got to be you. Because if you do that, then people are like, what the hell is this? That's weird.
Yeah,
strange as hell. That doesn't make any sense, man. You're acting fake.
Yeah,
like,
and people
plastic.
And you're gonna fuck up if you do that shit.
Yes.
I know people, and people are like, but I can't stand whenever we're like, just like what I was saying, and they do that code switch and shit, and it's like, bro, you know what I'm saying? They gonna see you talking to somebody else, you know, and see you, oh, what's up, G? What's up, G? But then you get over here, you're like, yeah, man, oh my God. I'm like, why don't you just you talk regular, and then both people will like you. Nobody likes a fucking try hard or a do gooder. Like, nobody wants to be like, I hate them Machine Gun Kelly type white boys who always wanna come up, what's up, big dog? You know what I'm saying? What's up, big dog? You know what I'm saying? Just out here. Cause they always let niggas slip at the end of the day. And then and then you just got to give them a look. Yeah. You give them that look like this. They say the same exact thing every time. No. It ain't like that. Shut the fuck up.
You guys should hear Matthew Lumber when you're not around.
No.
The most articulate, well-spoken.
Really?
Like, PhD level vocabulary.
Get the fuck out of here. Met.
No, he says the hard R all the time.
Motherfucker.
Type
motherfucker.
Shit.
type shit.
Type shit.
Shout out Matthew Lumber. Matthew Team Pop Sensation.
Team Pop Sensation, dude.
You gonna take us on the road with you sometime, man?
No.
Damn. We could be extras together, right?
Yeah.
I was almost happy to Gilmore one.
Who was the extra?
You were an extra for Doom Patrol.
I was an extra on a lot of things.
Oh shit!
Give us some.
What, like some examples?
Yeah,
of like
list.
My favorite line is an extra.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. I just walked a lot.
You said you did a line, but they cut it out, right?
I did lines in a lot of things that got cut out. Yeah.
Damn. I wonder why.
I just grabbed an actor by the face, pushed him out of the way, and I'm like, oh, that's a big fart. And didn't put it into the, I don't know why. So it's one of those weird things where, and this is pretty universal in all film and TV, right? There's a real solid line between being an actor and being an extra,
mm-hmm.
right? And what that mostly comes down to is words coming out of your mouth. Effectively, that's what that comes down to, right? Like, they could shoot something that has me standing, like, right next to you, right? It wouldn't be good, but they could shoot a TV show of me standing right next to you for 30 minutes straight while you talk. And if I don't say anything, I'm a $10 an hour extra in Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's non-union, which is why they shoot so much stuff there and everything like that. The minute, like, if we're both on screen and you're talking and I go, yep, that is now a union role that pays a union minimum of $1,800 a day.
Oh, damn.
So that's why they get really finicky about those sorts of things, mm-hmm. right? So, for example, I was cast in Zombieland 2 to play a bartender. There's like a dream sequence thing. Let's all pretend like we saw Zombieland 2.
I did. I like Zombieland.
I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, double tap, yeah.
Okay. that dream sequence thing where Jesse Eisenberg like owns his own bar and he goes there and he's hitting on Emma Stone's character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I was supposed to be the bartender in that scene. And he basically, like, cool guy walks through the bar, comes over, and I'm supposed to be hitting on Emma Stone. And he, like, taps me on the shoulder and is like, hey, I'll take care of her. And I'm supposed to be like, of course, no words, uh-huh. right? But I'm supposed to be like, no. And he's like, oh, you can go do something. So, and then I leave. Right. I was specifically cast for that. Like, I had to do I met with casting directors. Like, they did like wardrobe shoots for me, test stuff, everything. I show up on set. They even have me like separated from the extras, like, you know, in my own personal wardrobe, everything like that. I show up on set. I walk out there. The director looks at me and goes, his hair is too much like Jesse Eisenberg's. Give me somebody else. And they just grabbed another random fucking extra.
No.
And damn. I'm just like, are you kidding me? So they shove me into a gaming damn. Cabinet, like off to the side, where Jesse Eisenberg has to just walk past me every take. And we're spending this is like an 8-hour day. Damn. For this one shoot to get him walking up and then just the quick turnaround on them talking. There's like four lines in the shot. So I'm there and I'm just mad. Like, they just had me at like a Galaga machine or something. And I'm just like, son of a bitch. And Jesse Eisenberg keeps walking past me. And in between takes, he actually walks over and he goes, hey, man, you've got great hair. And I turned to him like, do I star of this movie, Jesse Eisenberg? He's like, that was aggressive. I'm like, I was supposed to be playing the bartender.
Being called aggressive?
Yeah. I'm like, I was cast to play the bartender. I might have even had a line. And and he's like, that fucking sucks. I'm like, does it? Does it making millions of dollars just to be here, Jesse Eisenberg? So I did get him back, though. I during one of the takes, I crop dusted him real bad.
What's wrong with you?
I dropped, because you got to understand, like, like no, the food they give to extras, it's like broccoli and boiled chicken and mac and cheese. And after lunch, I had just filled up on so much of this, and I'm just cooking it. And during one of these takes, like I'm looking this way at the Galaga machine, and I can see out of the corner of my eye as he's approaching, and I just dropped one right in his path, and he just walked through the middle of it and goes, oh, and actually ruined the take. Like, he choked on it, and it ruined the take. And he turned around and looked at me, and before anything else, I caught him right in the eyes, and I pointed at Emma Stone, and I was like, she's been doing it for hours. She's just been ripping parts. I don't know what to do. And he goes, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm just standing. I don't know what to do.
That's hilarious.
So to this day, I like to think that Jesse Eisenberg, who ultimately is not responsible for any of this, yeah. I just took it out on him. But to this day, I like to think that he's just thinking that Emma Stone was just ripping massive farts.
Probably telling a lot of people that, too.
Probably. I'd like to think that right now he's on a podcast telling stories where he's like, Emma Stone, beautiful, you know, wonderful to work with, you know, just a true, true actress. Gassy. Very gassy.
Who is your least favorite person you've ever worked with besides us?
Ooh.
Oh, real easy. Melissa McCarthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? Not my girl.
I fucking hate that cunt. Oh, my God. She what is the fuck? Absolute goddamn worst.
What'd she do?
She and her fucking bitch cuck husband were just miserable on set. Just absolutely the worst people. I was on Super Intelligence, and they put me into a cubicle right next to her for like one of the scenes they were shooting.
Uh-huh.
And a couple other scenes. And yeah, no, she was just like annoying and bitching out the entire day. Like, just absolutely the worst. Like, just miserable person.
Blowing my mind right now,
yeah,
dude.
No, just
not Melissa.
Real Melissa awful. McCarthy, man?
Yep. That's the one. All 300 pounds of her. Fucking awful.
You think she's 300? I'm under 300 now, but I was.
I know. Congratulations. 298. I'm proud of you, buddy.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, she was really not a nice person.
I cannot believe that. You literally, you just blew my mind, dude. I can't believe that.
Me too.
Is that the bitch cuck husband?
Yeah.
Wait,
he's a comedian,
yeah,
too.
That one up in the middle.
Is right he a comedian there? Or just a comedic actor?
I hope not. I don't think he's either. He's not a very talented director either.
Damn.
But
his movies still flop.
Yeah, no. He
that's Central Intelligence.
He was not good to work for. He got. So one of the scenes, we're all sitting around a table and we're supposed to be at like Microsoft headquarters or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, this thing comes crashing through the roof and do a reaction shot and go. And I'm sitting on like a high top chair and the camera's kind of in on me. One of the actors sitting at the table in front of me, and it's like me and two other extras behind them. And he's like, and it comes crashing through now. And I go, and he's like, cut. And he came over to me and he's just like, what are you doing? I'm like, you said something came crashing through the ceiling. Am I supposed to go? So he was just a real tool bag.
Damn.
Not that I wouldn't love to work with any of these people again, honestly. Wow. You know, the industry, the way that it, they're both, you know, just wonderful. Like, you know, I look forward to being able to, you know, maybe actually have a line and be in just any project that any of them are involved in. I just feel like.
We'll tag her in this clip and make sure she's can see this.
Yeah.
And, but that's the end of the pod, man. We want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
It's been a
thank
great you, time.
Mm, you're very welcome.
I don't like the way you said it.
The first thing we put you in, dude, look at how many lines you had.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
We can't afford $1,800 a day.
All of you are better than Melissa McCarthy.
I truly appreciate that to the bottom of my heart, man.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Alex, is this his camera right here?
I'd love to say that I had a great time here today.
Man, me too, man.
I'd love to say that.
You were smitten. Don't
lie. Hell yeah, man. And we love you.
Yep.
I know.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We
love you. You changed me around. Now me I'm, too. You know, I used to say it wasn't 6 million. Now I think it's 7.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm so happy.
Progress.
We're going to just keep pushing that number up. You know what? It was 8.5.
Why don't we say 12?
I like you so much that I would say it was 8.5 now.
Well, anything you got coming up, any shows, any social media, just tell it in that camera right there.
Well, as far as shows and stuff go, Dom had brought up the show that I'm doing tonight, which is going to be over before this podcast comes out. So I'm not really sure why I would announce that. But if you want to keep up to date on all of the shows that I'm doing, you can find more information at markviolacomedy.com. You can also follow me online, Twitter, formerly known as X, and Instagram, at Mark Viola Comedy. That's also the TikTok, Facebook.com/MarkViolaComedy, AdultFriendFinder.com/user/MarkViolaComedy.
Oh, my God.
Mark Viola Comedy is where all my stuff is at. Come check out a show. See me tell jokes that I've pre-written and considered. Most likely that none of these guys are going to be on because we're going to have real comics. So.
Okay.
And I will not pay for a ticket. Dude.
We know
that's all right.
Not.
Most of the shows that hire me don't charge for tickets.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.